Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks, and this is episode 247 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. Hi, friends. I'm so thankful that you could join me for another episode of the podcast. Let me say thank you to those of you who have asked about the 5-Minute Discipleship Journal. The journal is available on Amazon for a low cost, and I created this journal to help you get the most out of your daily time in God's Word. As you use the journal, each day you'll be prompted to reflect on Scripture and to discover how it can apply to your life. I hope you'll pick up a copy on Amazon. Today on the podcast, we are talking about what the cross means to the church. One of the people who have inspired my faith the most is a man named Jim Elliot. On January 8, 1956, he and three others were attacked and killed by the Alca Indians in the jungles of Ecuador while they were taking the gospel to them. But before he went to South America, Jim wrote these words in his diary: "God, I pray thee, light these idle sticks of my life that I may burn for thee. Consume my life, my God, for it is thine. I seek not for a long life, but a full one like you, Lord Jesus. He is no fool to give what he cannot keep in order to gain that which he can never lose." Although the world would say that Jim lost his life that day, the truth is he lost his life to Christ before he ever went. He had surrendered his life to Jesus, and he lived a crucified life. The Alca Indians couldn't really kill Jim Elliot that day because he was already dead. He was dead to self and alive to Christ. And by the way, today the Alca Indians have been reached for Jesus. You see, the cross of Jesus Christ had a lingering impact on Jim's life and how he lived it. So let me ask you, what does the cross of Christ mean to you? What does it mean to you and I as believers? For anyone who has a heart that follows after God, we must realize that the cross of Jesus calls for something from us. We can't just view the cross and walk away. It asks something of us. In Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 37, the Bible says, "Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?'" Now, you have to admit, these are some strong words from Jesus. So let's take a look. As Christians, here is our response to the cross of Christ. First, the cross means that we are willing to lay down our rights. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself." Notice that Jesus does not say, "Let him hate himself." Jesus is not asking us to deny our basic humanity or our personhood. The word deny here means to disavow any connection with something or to state that you are not connected in any way. You see, denying self means that we renounce our natural carnal feelings about ourselves. We denounce our right to ourselves and our right to run our own lives. We are denying that we own ourselves. We do not have the right to decide how we are going to live or what we are going to do. Jesus is saying that we are to submit ourselves to his leadership and to his lordship. And by the way, this is fundamental to all Christian discipleship. Second, for us, the cross means that we are prepared to sacrifice. Jesus said, "Let him deny himself and take up his cross." Now, what does take up his cross mean? I'm guessing the 12 disciples probably wondered the same thing. For Jesus, the cross was a place where he laid down his life in sacrifice for others. Any incident or circumstance in which God calls for you and I to sacrifice for his cause is our cross. And third, for us, the cross means that we are ready to obey. We see Jesus saying here, "Follow me." But what this really means is, obey me. Sometimes I'm amazed at people who say that they are Christians, but then they blatantly acknowledge that they do not follow Jesus and they do not do what he says. Now, I know we all struggle with this, and I fail it many times. But Jesus is not talking about perfection as a disciple. He is simply telling us what discipleship means and what it involves. It involves following him. It means choosing to do or say what Jesus commanded us to do or say. And it means looking to him for the power to carry it through. And here's today's challenge. Our response to all Jesus has done for us on the cross is that we would take up our cross and follow him. Let me ask you, are you ready to follow? You can make that commitment to Jesus today. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is helping you, if it's a blessing in your life, I'd be honored if you'd hit the share button on your podcast app and share it on social media, or maybe text a friend and invite them to listen so others can join us on this discipleship journey. Have a great day, everybody. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.